Thank you, Giselle. Hi, Seku. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm sorry?
Hello? I'm doing good, and
hello?
You?
Hello? I'm doing great. Yes, thank hello? You for asking. So, did you get that email that I sent over?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, super. So I was just talking with your father. So we were, you said that you're moving to Long Island, and we were talking about putting Brooklyn Metro tiles on the first page of Google, for Long Island, for your services. And you and I apparently were supposed to talk and iron out the details. It's something that we would need to wrap up today, being that it is an exclusive listing, meaning we only work with one company per category in each area. So one of the things that I'll do as we get you set up right now, Seku, is I'll close down the tile and tile installation category for the Long Island area. So meaning that Brooklyn Metro Tiles is the only company that will be promoting to the first page. Does that make sense? Okay. So what I'll need to do, well, I should ask first. So I sent over an email with the exact price and package that your father and I had discussed, and that's what's in that email for you. So you can see the exact price and everything in writing. I want you to have that in writing, and that is, of course, for your own protection.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll need to gather some information from you to make sure that we've got everything 100% accurate, so that there are no mistakes in how this goes out. And then your father said that you would be able to set up payment today as well. Is that right?
Possibly. I'd have to ask him what that payment, what type of quality would want to read.
I'm sorry, you broke up on me just a little bit. Could you please say that again, thank you.
I'd have to ask him what quality would like to use.
Oh, okay.
Is there a possible way you could switch the card?
Yes, absolutely. You can set it up on one card and then use a different one for recurring payments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can do that. That's not a problem. We do that quite often, in fact. Is that what you'd like to do?
Yeah, if the card that I give you is not correct, I'll give you a different one later on. You said that you'll give us your direct number if we can talk to you whenever, correct?
Yes. In fact, let me do a couple of changes here in my system. Now, your father's first name, how do you spell that? Is it N-O-R-E-M?
His first name?
Yes.
N-O-U-H-O-U-N.
Aha, okay. I had a typo in there. All right, let me change this. So the card that you'll be using, Seku, is your name on this card?
No, it's his name.
Okay, all right. So then I'll leave it the way it was.
Before I give you the card, I just want to verify some things.
Oh, certainly. What can I tell you?
So it says the price will be $349 a month with a $99 setup fee.
Correct. And so the setup fee is one time, and then you'll never see that again. And that just goes to cover programming and content creation. And then it is just a flat $349. So there are no charges for clicks or leads or calls. Those are unlimited. So you'll never pay more than $349 a month. And that is a lifetime price. So what I did is I applied several discounts to your account to bring the price down for you, and that's a lifetime discount. So regardless if our retail prices go up later, your price will remain locked in at $349.
Okay. This isn't a binding contract, correct? In case of anything.
Oh, good question. No, we do not lock you into a contract. Everything is strictly month to month. We believe in earning your business month in and month out by doing a good job at our job, getting you on that first page, and then, of course, keeping you there.
Okay. And so you guys use Google and Facebook marketing to help us advertise, correct?
Say that one more time. I heard Google and Facebook.
What are the different platforms you guys use to help us market?
Oh, excellent question. So, yes, of course, we'll be featuring you on the first page of Google. We'll also be featuring you on Facebook. And we get you out to all of the other destinations as well. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. So we'll be using all of those platforms.
All right, what's the guarantee that we're going to stay first on the page?
Good question. Good question. So no one can guarantee you which place that you'll be on the first page, but no one can get you there quicker than a Google Premier Channel partner, which is what we are.
What you are, excuse me?
Google Premier Channel partner.
Premier.
And I'm sorry about my stuffed up nose. My allergies are acting up on me this afternoon. It's probably a little hard to understand.
When the stock has managed at least 10,000 years being outspent in the last 90 days, it's going to be
So you know, Seiku, you're really hard for me to hear. It sounds like you're off in the background or in the distance.
Yeah, you're going to forgive me. I'm commuting back from our original store.
Oh, I see. That would make the difference. That's all right. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Just making sure he's verifying. You know, my father gave me the phone just to verify. He's a verified
company. Oh, good.
He has a lot of different companies reach out to us.
Right.
Promising that they're going to give us, promising that they're going to advertise our business strong. And after we sign in with them, they give us high fees or hidden fees. I wasn't commonly there. We just want you to verify, make sure everything is good.
Oh, certainly. You bet. I understand that there are. Oh, no problem. No problem at all. I'm perfectly fine with that. I want you to know what to expect and what we're doing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how would the Facebook ad work? Because I'm currently have a couple of Facebook ads up. I had one
okay.
up for a mini commercial that I made of a slideshow. About our first store, and then I have second one posting for a job application. So would you guys take our Brooklyn Metro Tiles Facebook account, or would you guys create a new one? As long as we do have a Facebook ad feedback.
Good question. So we'll write the ads for you. We'll make sure that you are in agreement with the ads, of course, before they run, though. But because we've been doing this for so long, we know how to word them to get the best results for you. So we'll review them with you first, and then we'll just need access to your Facebook account so that we can go in and run those ads. And what I would recommend is to stop your paid advertising. The one for workers, definitely continue that. But the one for customers, stop that now, and we'll replace that. That way we're not running into each other and goofing one another up.
Understandable. Okay, hold on, I'm getting off the bus now, of course. Give me a second.
No problem. Take your time.
Yeah, how would the media advertising, how would the mobile advertisements work? Can I see any email that you guys will advertise to iPhone, Android, tablets, smartphones, and Google phones?
So, yes, that's part of our basic service, is making sure that you can be found through Amazon Alexa, the iPhones, the Google phones, any platform that people may be searching, you'll be found under or on those platforms, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Good address.
Excuse me.
So, a lot of things is that you guys basically handle all SEO management.
Correct. And we are regularly in your account from our end as well, making sure that when algorithms change, we make those adjustments to your account so that you don't lose page rank. So we're always in there making those adjustments.
How frequently will we be touching base, seeing how we could, like, how can we make adjustments?
Certainly. So another good question. We'll actually set you up with an online dashboard in our system where you can log in. You'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're receiving, where searches were performed from, and the keywords we've got you listed for. You can upload photos. You can add and change keywords. And you can reach out as often as you'd like. And like I mentioned to Nuhan, I'll also personally be the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems, you can always reach out to me, and I'll make sure they're taken care of personally.
So how would the splash page work? Are you guys creating a new website for us?
We can. In fact, I meant to ask about that as well. I'm glad you brought it up. So we do not build websites for the general public. We only build them for our partners, like Brooklyn Metro. So if you don't mind, I would recommend that we rebuild your website. It will still have all of your content on it, but we can rebuild it so that it is Google compliant and optimized, which will definitely help you bring in more customers as well. So if it was all right with you, I would recommend having us rebuild it. We don't charge for it because we don't do that for the general public. And it'll be on your existing domain name, so that doesn't change. We would just be giving it, we would be rebuilding it to include Google reviews and gathering those Google reviews and then making sure that it's Google compliant as well.
Okay, regarding that, what information would y'all need so you create a new website? Or to create a new page?
Really what they'll do is they'll probably, now this would be up to our tech department, but my guess would be that they will gather some information from your existing site. And then they'll probably need from you, you know, what things you want on the site as it's rebuilt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because so are the people that create the new page, are they familiar with WooCommerce? Because I believe that's what's the current website we use. Because we have somebody We had somebody from our international supplier. He recommended us to a person.
Oh, okay.
I believe it was in Tunisia. So the software might be unfamiliar to you guys because I couldn't work it. Are they familiar with WooCommerce?
So actually what we'll do is we'll rebuild it on our platform.
Oh, no, sorry. It's not WooCommerce. It was on WordPress. Forgive me.
Oh, okay. No problem. We actually, we're just switching away from WordPress to a better platform. So we are familiar with WordPress. So there's no problem there.
Okay, so I believe it's just a login that you guys need for WordPress?
Correct. Yep. Right. And what we'll do to thank you is I will actually set you up with an onboarding call with our tech department. It's really what kicks everything else off. So they'll sit with you and gather all of the information that I've collected to make sure that spellings are correct. I don't have any typos, things like that. We want to make sure that everything is 100% accurate. And you'll have the opportunity then to talk with them about the components that you want on the website, get access to the website and your dashboard, where we'll be reporting to you your clicks and calls.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another question. I'm just verifying. You said the splash page will be it's included in this
Yes.
Paying for, correct?
Yes. Correct. Correct. There is no additional charge.
Another question, if you know, how fast will this be completed? Because since the store is opening up soon, at a grand opening, you would want the website to be finished as you open the store.
You bet. So your father was telling me about that, too, about when it was going to be open. So our programming to get everything finished and get you appearing on that first page takes about 30 to 45 days for everything involved. That gives us time to get all of that programming done and get it done accurately, and then get it over to Google so that they can do their part. So we are a little bit into month two, and that sounded about like just about the right timing, I believe, from what your father was saying, where we'd be ready right about the time you're ready. So excellent timing there. Couldn't have been more perfect, I think.
Yeah, another question. Let's say if we're not happy with the results of our company, with the results of our things, what would happen to the website that you guys have built to us? Will we have existing payment rights orders and things? So everything that you
Right, so if you don't like the website, is that what you asked?
No, I'm saying, like, what if we don't like the service we're not getting, the leads are not logging, the calls are not, we just don't like what we're seeing. Let's say, like, we back down on our deal.
Gotcha.
What happened to the website? Would you guys change everything back to what it was originally? Do we keep what you guys did to the website?
I believe everything would stay the same because it'll be on the domain name that you already own. Worst case, there would be a $99 buyout fee, and that's it. We don't charge any penalties or fees for... Yeah, right. And that would be the worst case.
Okay. Well, what are the odds of that worst case happening?
Very slim. Okay. We have over a 96% success rate, so I honestly don't foresee any problems. Our tech team is amazing, and they're really good at their jobs. They've surprised even me in some of the things that they accomplish for our customers. So I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
All right. If you give me 5 minutes, can I call you back at this number?
You can.
My father.
So if you don't mind, could you put me on hold and call him? What I'm doing right now, because our listings open up in the morning and we fill them out the same day, we had actually been calling the area today looking, that way, as long as you and I are connected, I can hold on to the listing for you and the team isn't making phone calls. But when we disconnect, they'll resume. So if you can put me on hold, that would be good enough. Or do you have that option on? Okay, that'd be awesome. And I'll happily hold for you.
All right. It won't be
all right.
Fun.
No problem.
All right, 1 second. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hello.
Can I confirm a couple of things with him? Yes, hello?
No problem. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good.
So we decided we're going to carry out with the transaction.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get you set up. So let me get a couple screens open here so that I can start gathering information from you. And now I'll be doing some double and triple checking and in some cases copying and pasting to make sure that we've got everything correct. Okay. Excuse me. Darn this stuffy nose. It's driving me crazy today. Okay. Now, main point of contact. Well, no, actually, this needs to be name as it will appear on the credit card that you'll be using. So is that going to be your father's name?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said it was Nouhoun, correct?
Right.
Okay, and then what's his last name, please?
M-A-K-A-D-J-I.
D-J-I?
M-A-K-A-D-J-I.
D-J-I, got it. Perfect. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a second email. This is going to be on our dashboard and analytics. That way you've got that information also. You don't need to do anything with this one. It's just informational. Okay. And then I've got your father's cell phone as main point of contact and as the business line. Is that correct?
The business line, you can have the business line as the new store number. Give me a second, let me get that to you.
Okay.
Yes, 516.
Did you say 516?
Yeah, 516.
Okay.
636.
636.
5038.
Okay. 516-636-5038.
Yes,
all right.
That's the business line.
Okay. And then I've got Brooklyn Metro Tiles as the company name. Is there an LLC or Inc. behind that?
Yeah, you put INC at the end of that.
Okay. And what's the address? Whoops, let me wipe that other Brooklyn address out. Okay. And what's the address at the new store, please, Siku?
It's 500 Jericho Turnpike.
And is that Mineola?
Yeah, Mineola, New York.
Perfect. 11501?
Yes, sir.
All right. Got it. And then now I need to send some text messages. Let's see. Do you want me to send those to your number or to your father's number?
Because
there'll be information. What's that?
Is it to, like, verify the numbers, or?
They're all just informational.
Sure, you can send it to my number, and you can send it to the 646 number.
Okay. So let me put your number in here quick. So I got yours as 917-434-5352.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me update that. And then, so that you've got it also, I'm going to send you my contact information so you can put that in your phone. And then I'll also send over our customer service department for you.
No problem.
And then the third one that I'm sending is going to be just a short YouTube on the dashboard and analytics. Okay, there's that one. The third one is on the way to you. Okay. Let me double check a couple things here. And then... Okay. So, I'm going to put your father's... Now, do you want your father's info or your info for the onboarding call with our tech?
The onboard call?
Right. Do you want them to call? Well, that depends on your calendar. So I'll need an hour of your time, either yours or your father's time, at your earliest convenience. I would prefer tomorrow if we could.
Sure. Tomorrow's fine around 11. You're going to put me down for that call.
Okay, let me see what we've got open tomorrow, 11. So we're actually fully booked at 11. I can do noon, no?
12 is fine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me build that calendar appointment.
This will be a phone call, correct?
Correct. Okay. And then in just a minute, I'll be sending another email over to you. And that one is going to be a calendar appointment. So if you would please open that one up when it gets there, but I'll let you know when it's on the way.
Say again?
So in just a minute, I'll be sending another email over to you. This one will actually be a calendar appointment, and I'll need you to open that one up and hit the yes button in there, but I'll tell you when that's on its way. It's almost there. I have to build it real quick. Okay, good. So that email is on the way to you, so let me know when that one makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put this in one more spot while we wait for it to arrive. Did it get there to you?
Yeah, I already could just.
All right, thank you. You'll make sure it updated on this
one. I'll get on the call with him.
Perfect. Perfect, and I got your reply. Thank you so much. All right. Let me note that here. And then you said it's your father's name that'll appear on the credit card, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me get that in here. All right. And is your last name the same, I would assume?
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. And let me change the phone number over here. And now, are you a bilingual shop?
Bilingual?
Yes.
Just put it down for English for now. We're working on getting somebody bilingual.
No worries. English it is. I have to answer a few more questions here for our tag. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to grab the address for your Facebook business page too and send that to our tech. That way they've got it, and it'll just be less information you need to get to them tomorrow.
No problem. Is that something you can get on your own, man?
Yes. I grabbed that from your Facebook page. And then I'm going to give them your current website address because we will use that same domain name.
No problem.
And then I'm going to send over another text for you. This is information on the call tracking that I mentioned. So tracking the clicks and calls that you receive on your website. And that one is on its way to you too. That's a text.
No problem.
Okay, man. Couple more yes, no's here. Did you check on this? Did you check on that? Okay. Yes. And then, do you prefer contact by phone, text, or email, or are all of those okay?
Yeah, phone, text, email are fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And let me check something. Gotta check your, okay, you do have a Google Business profile. Perfect. I am gonna make a note, though, that your address needs to be changed on that Google Business profile.
Yeah, we're just waiting for our new location to open. It's not hard to do.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. This has got to be kind of exciting, but also stressful moving, I would bet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's to make a break.
Well, I think it's going to go well for you. You're not just sitting around doing nothing. You're making a change for the better.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. All right, let me just double check and make sure I've got this all looking good. Okay. And then, Seku, in just a little bit, would your father be able to hop on the line with us just to be able to do a voice verification? I can conference him in on my line, or you could conference him in, either one.
You'll have to give him a second. He just stepped up. He just stepped to the side. I believe he's on.
Okay.
Is this something necessary to be done now, or can this be done at a later time?
Actually, you know, yes, we can do the voice verification. We can do that tomorrow. That would be fine. You and I can complete everything now, and then we'll just do the verification tomorrow. That'll be fine. That way we hold, we hold this for you. So no problem.
Yeah, I don't want anything to hold us back. Just get this done now so we can get all these promotions and deals out the way. So anything
right.
That can be done right now with me. Anything that can be done right now with me is you know.
No problem. This won't take us much longer. In fact, I'm setting up your subscription right now and I've got that almost complete. Let's see. Gotta look through it and make sure I got it right. Perfect. Okay, good. I hate typos. I really hate typos. Okay. All right. And then so credit card information. I've got your father's first and last name. Does the company name appear on this card? Take two.
Does the company name appear on the card?
Right.
Yeah, it's on it.
Okay, let me copy that and I'll move it on there. And then the phone number that's attached to that credit card account, would that be your dad's cell phone number or is that a different number?
Yeah, it's my dad's mobile number.
Okay. And then is it it's probably not the Mineola address, it's probably your old address, I bet, right?
The currently what the store's at? No, it's actually at it's at 706. I can give you the address right now that it's at.
I'm ready. 706.
McDonald. So it'll be M-A-C. McDonald. It'll be M-A-C. D-O-N-O-U-G-H. Street.
McDonald. G-H. Ah, got it. Okay. And that's mm-hmm. What city?
It's Brooklyn. City of Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Let me just double check something here. Oops. Come here. Okay. There we go. I wanted to make sure I had the spelling right. I just Googled it, found it, make sure that it's in there the right way. Okay, perfect. And then, I'm sorry, what was the zip code?
It's 11233.
11233. And then, is this MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. And what I'll do, Seku, is I'll read back each four as you give them to me, just to make sure I got them correct. Okay.
Sure. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
So 5480.
5480.
1221.
1221.
0167.
0167.
2244.
2244. And then what's the expiration date, please?
So October of 2024.
Okay. And then the security code.
The security code is 082.
All right. Let me update that. Okay, perfect. So I'll send this through, and then there will be one more email on its way to you, but I'll let you know when that's coming. Sometimes it takes a minute for it to get there.
No problem.
Okay, perfect. So it's on its way. And when that email gets to you, the subject line will read Local Splash Initial Invoice. And if you could go ahead, it's actually going to be a duplicate of the voice verification that I'll read to you tomorrow. So if you could hit the, I think it's click here to accept near the bottom.
Pardon? Oh, to accept the subscription terms?
Yes. And then it'll ask you to type your father's name as it appears there with the caps in the right place and everything. It's picky.
Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing to the services that you guys are going to provide.
Correct.
I'm guessing. Alright.
Did that
just
work?
Just to verify one more time, this is all cancelable, yes. Correct?
Correct. Correct. And I'll actually verify that again for you. So when we do the voice verification tomorrow, it's actually recorded and attached to your account. It's an added form of protection for you. And I'll go through that again tomorrow, the exact payment terms, the dollar amount, everything will be spelled out exactly. So that'll be on recording as well. Okay.
I completed it and it sent me to a login page.
Wonderful. That says you're in the right spot. Okay, good. And it did update on my end. So they'll get you that login and password tomorrow during your onboarding call. So for right now, say two, you are all set. What's a good time for me to call you sometime before your onboarding call that we can just run through that voice verification?
Sure. Depending on however long it takes you to call me that time before the call. So
okay.
11 o'clock's good. 11:30 is good.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And it'll only probably take us 5 or 10 minutes, but I'll call you probably about 9:45. Does that work?
Sure. So 11:30. Okay. I'll be expecting you.
All right. Super. All right. We'll talk to you in the morning. You have a good night and congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.